Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Turn Order Warped, episode number 25. Welcome back. If mature language is not your thing, that's totally fine. But we're going to be doing that here with immature people, so you can imagine what happens when you add that math together. When you do the things and the math happens. Maths.
Maths. Thank you. Thank you.
Math. I can't deal with plural. It's like two sums. I can't do one.
Mathematics.
There you go.
Too many syllables, sorry.
Maths, which is like
fishes.
Multiply, math multiplied. It's even more peachy.
Oh
even
my
more.
God.
You math applied it?
Yes.
Yes. Cubed. Yeah. It's like
cubed three times the math.
Three times. Cubed is
cubing.
Like
three times.
It's not
That's why the cubed symbol is a three.
I thought it was more complicated than that. But anyway, yeah. I don't know. I failed GCSE
it's
math
super,
twice.
It's not.
Wow.
It's
wow.
Not
are
three
we surviving
times.
In space? Right
it's
now?
Not three times. It's definitely yeah. Not.
It's not added three times. It's multiplied three times. The other one.
Once.
Let's just let Peachy figure out.
It's timed three times. Three times the thing. Times three.
And this is why we stream.
Can you imagine if I was an accountant?
We can't make it in the real world. So,
imagine you being an accountant is that bit in Black Books where he makes a fancy suit out of receipts.
Yeah, that entire episode is my life.
Oh God, Peachy is an accountant.
I have no idea what you're
what kind
about.
Of a what kind of financial apocalypse would happen if just from Peachy becoming an accountant?
We start using like
a butterfly flaps its wings.
And just destroy the world yeah. Market.
The world would go back to barter systems and everyone would be much happier.
Yeah, but you barter vape juice and wife beaters.
Thank you so much, Peter.
I prefer to call this the gun stage. Mm-hmm.
Don't you actually have to have guns?
He's got guns.
Yeah. He's got. Guns. They're more like water pistols or like.
Oh my god!
What they are is, you know those rugby balls with spin that you soak in water and throw at people? They're basically that. They're all squishy and flabby and.
God, poor Peachy. I'm sorry. Guess for making stuff them absolutely.
Are you pricks fucking done or what?
No, I can get him. Right.
Yeah. So, you guys are suiting up, it sounds like. And I guess just kind of heading out of the ship. Sterling, what's going on with you here? You know, you see these guys.
I'm being carried by an android.
Yeah.
I like take him over to like. Arms. To like the coat hook where the suits are, and I kind of like try and hold him and get his legs in one. I'm kind of like trying to.
Oh, would you like me to come with you?
I'm trying to dunk you into the. I'm just ignoring you, China.
I'm just kind of watching.
Can you please stop dunking me?
Is that the best way of going about doing that, Huck?
Man's is no biscuit.
What?
Yeah, I like put him down and then like I. Just take the suit off and hold it to you.
Put this on or you'll die.
Right.
I'm gonna walk
I grab it and I'm gonna
that
leap.
That was so
because
binary.
I need to take off my All right, I'll grab it and I'll just take duck into the toilet or something.
I don't know how you interpret it, but like if you don't put this on, I'll kill you.
I'm gonna put it on.
Option one.
I'm gonna head to the grav hauler. And check the door for like a little information panel kind of thing, a little sticker to see if there's like a rating for radiation or anything like that on it.
I don't even think you really need to have that. I mean, you could kind of tell that there's no real radiation protection on this thing.
It would still run.
Yeah, it'd still run. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I think you know you have to it have to be scrubbed.
It would have to
know?
Be cleaned as well. Yeah, the exteriors. Yeah. What do you guys think? Should we take the grav hauler? I'm like on standing on top of this thing. I'm talking over comms.
Oh! Lump drive.
I think we should drive though. How about we flip a coin?
May I ask what is actually happening?
That's top secret information. We go get plants to give to Boreans because they make special medicine out of them.
Well, that's not so secret anymore.
I feel like Sterling probably like checks his pocket and he's got like nothing left in a tube of this the cream that whatever like that cream that they make for it.
Well, whatever this cream is, it must be important to them. We should definitely get that.
Well, yeah, we gotta. It's kind of a process, but.
Captain, the pod hotel seems to be malfunctioning. I thought you might like to know.
What pod hotel?
Cargo Bay 2.
Oh no! Those is the things that we put the plants in so they don't die and things.
Well, I guess it could
it's
be.
It's a cargo container
hotel
that you found in the cargo bag.
You is plants!
Felix is standing there wide-eyed and kind of afraid because he was just about to say the exact same joke, so that kind of shocks him that he's on the same page. He's just kind of wide-eyed standing
there. He blames it on his shitty liver. Yes,
slightly mouth agape, just kind of...
I mean, with a few modifications, it would be quite comfortable.
You slept in a cargo container in the cargo bag.
You is
very
plant.
Very warm.
I'm gonna sort of walk up to you and start pulling at your hair a bit and just being like poking at you and looking in your ears and things.
Oh. Is there something you're looking for, Lunk?
It is checking if you is plant.
Right. Okay then. I will let you check me to see if I'm a plant or not. And what is your diagnosis, Doctor?
I'm just going to sort of lick your arm a bit. But,
She's a Borean. She's an Ogeron. Ogerons are kind of like this. Lunk, I am
no,
not
you
meat.
Is meat. You is meat.
I'm not meat yet.
What? No. But you is made of meat. But you is walking meat. So you is not eating meat. Yeah.
I'm glad to see you have done Ogeron 101.
So, y'all suited up there, old man?
Yeah, I'm suited up. But I don't have armor on.
Squishy, zip, help.
Oh, here.
Crouch down.
There we go.
Tank is stuck.
Nice and snug. Oh, Lunk, before I forget, I know your armor wasn't looking too good when we got back. Did you remember to put the jelly that we have in the bucket that we scraped off of Candy's carpet? That will help it.
Yeah, did. Yeah, is in plastic ting in the kitchen next to the recycling bin with a lid on it and is got label what say armor no eat, cause food hygiene is important.
Good. It'll
every
be
time
ready,
Lunk speaks, that. Sterling just like I'm just like nodding along, like paying attention to every word as if it's super deep.
Felix internally
Felix internally takes
up. He does the internal Sterling. So
internal Sterling.
Yeah. It's the only way I can describe it.
There's an episode name.
So I guess we're good to go. Just remember, there's these giant creepy bugs, the Septrax. I don't even know what they look like, but we should be okay with this cream all over us. And we all probably are covered in this goopy blue gunk. Like, it's just probably obnoxious, I'd say, over top of our Enviro suits. So, we should be safe. Just be careful. I guess we're taking the truck. So,
are there any other people on this planet?
Well, there's, the scanner showed us one other ship.
Hmm.
Can you scan for life forms, Huck? How good are your scanners?
Well, they won't cover the entire planet, but I could see if there's any life forms in around, well, I think it's about 100 yards or so.
Well, that would at least make sure it's safe for us to leave and bring the truck out safely.
Do we think it's the Bloody Nine?
I doubt it, but it's possible. I can't see them doing anything with us, though, and we'll be prepared. And they got to protect themselves from the radiation just like we do.
And lung smash.
And I got my rifle, so I doubt there's a thing in this system that can take a shot from farther away than I can.
12 cinder blocks. 12 cinder blocks. Oh, there is bugs too, what is not good. And they try to eat us, maybe because they think we're plants. But we've got to goop on. You got to goop on?
I'm going to look around. I think we do. Everybody gooped up?
My gaps are filled.
Goop in the gap.
I do a quick look at my military scanner just to make sure that we haven't attracted a large like group of wild creatures outside the airlock, so we're safe to leave.
So you guys parked sort of near the shore after your initial turbulence entering into the planet's atmosphere. The shore is basically clear. There's no like life forms near the shore, but you can see that the radiation levels near the water are like really high.
Looks like there's no life forms, but listen to this.
And I like switch over to like a Geiger counter sound.
Oh,
it's like clicking away.
So I guess you're saying we should stay away from the water, yeah?
Most certainly.
What the noise?
That's radiation. The more you hear it, the worse it is. So if you hear that, don't go that way, okay?
Lunk starts thumbing through her data pad. Lunk starts thumbing through her data pad and finds the Ogron health and safety thing on radiation and starts reading it.
Sure. So I feel like it's
the one
probably
word entry is bad.
Yeah.
Is bad. Rontogens is measure of radiation. Blue glow is bad. You know, it's
green glow, also bad.
You get a green glow from radiation, you get a blue glow. Shrink off radiation. Okay, I'm a nerd, sorry.
Not in Fallout.
This isn't Fallout.
I'm sorry, is this real life, Fuzzy?
Yes. Yes,
the Ogron in space!
Yes!
Fighting a mutant plant that will eat you!
Yes.
Sorry, my
real
bad.
Life. Real life.
Also, pink glow bad.
Alright, we're all covered in this awful. Can we just. Which way do we go, Hawk?
Well. Depends on what kind of plants we want to get.
The best ones.
The best ones, yeah.
I believe from this position we head northwest.
How many cargo containers can we fit in the grab hauler?
I think it would look like maybe two. I think it was around.
Let's take a look here. You can fit two cargo containers in the grav hauler.
A lot of trips.
How long can you put them out for?
Can we just pile up the plants in the back and then we'll put them in the cargo containers for safe transport? Does everyone agree to that?
Sounds good to me.
Because we can fit way more plants than cargo containers.
That's a good idea. Just load up the back with the plants themselves, and then we can stack them away when we get back, maybe?
Yep.
So, Glix, Glix, give me a xenology plus your logic.
Okay.
Okay, 18. So you could tell that from the description that Caspiana gave you guys, They really have to stay in this kind of environment. Otherwise, it's not good for them at all. They could become damaged. Transporting them in the cargo containers is kind of the only way that you can sort of handle them.
So, guys, I think the chemical degradation wouldn't be worth it, because if they leave this temperature zone, they start losing potency right away. I think we're just going to have to make a lot of trips.
I don't believe your grav hauler is sealed.
Cargo containers are, though. We've got our enviro suits.
Right. No, but you can put them on the grav hauler. It will be the same environment. It's not sealed, right? We couldn't afford a sealed one.
Your grav hauler?
Yeah.
I thought the back was, I mean, it has a door, but I don't know if it's like...
You can fit two cargo containers on the back of the grav hauler.
No, it's not hermetically sealed, is it? Because we couldn't.
So what does that have to do with anything with the cargo containers?
Well, it means the atmosphere inside the back of it would be the same as outside.
Yeah, so we can drive them, more of them, to the back of the ship, offload them.
I mean, kind of. You might have a temperature problem. I mean,
but it's not hermetically sealed.
It's not.
Yeah, but neither's a car, and it gets hot as fuck inside when the sun hitting it, so we don't want to bake them in there.
Plus, aren't these plants somewhat leery as well?
I don't know what that word is.
We got a thing to put them
into. What the fuck does that word mean?
I'm just envisioning...
Aggro. Larry means aggro.
Okay. Sure.
I love that we teach Wack a new word every single episode.
Pretty much, me too.
Hey, Hawk, can you give me a hand getting a couple of these under the back of the thing?
Sure, no problem. But
I can
almost
lift it by myself, but I just need a little bit more of your muscle there, and I will just get the last little bit.
Wouldn't it be better to get ourselves closer to the high-quality plants? Then we need to make less trips back and forth.
Well, if I kind of think it's probably best to leave our ship and all of our goods out of the crazy radiation as much as possible. Leave it here. We're not going too far. We're right on the boundary of the next level of radiation. And I think it's best to just do that.
How long it take us to get from here to the red zone in our grav hauler?
A couple hours. The grav hauler does what? Like you said, like 15, 20 miles an hour?
No, that was on Felis. That was the grav hauler that was on Felis. This one is probably going to be different. This one, you guys got like a decent one. I'm going to say it depends on what kind of terrain you're dealing with. This is the jungle kind of terrain. The main problem is the jungle, just sort of navigating through it. You could pick some different paths. I mean, let's put it this way. If it's unobstructed, it can travel probably up to 50 miles an hour. But you got jungle to deal with, so I don't know how you're going to deal with that. That's kind of up to you. I'd say, like, if you wanted the grav hauler to fly above the jungle, you might be able to do that, but that's going to require a lot of power.
It's fine. The red zone's only 5 feet away. It's all good.
Let's see.
How far in actuality shall that be? This is actually a really big planet.
This isn't a planet. Yeah. It's just a marble. A really big ball bearing.
It's just a model.
Is this a planet for ants?
Oh, God, no.
Don't give him ideas, Fuzzy.
Yeah, I'd say probably about... I'd say to get to the red zone, you're probably looking at about... We'll say about 50 miles.
Stick is an hour. Got like 10 hours of like rad protection for me to get back. That's
so
just in the green
hours
zone.
Per two containers.
So we'd be able to make, call
again,
it four trips.
You're also assuming that it's unimpeded.
Yeah, so we're gonna make like two trips every 10 hours. So that's only what, 20 plants?
Is there perhaps a way to lure them to an easier place to collect?
Well, the plants are kind of stationary.
Well, they'll be easy to kill then.
Well, we're not killing them.
We're more so worried about the Septrax.
We are sealing their fate. They will be turned into goop by the Boreans.
Yeah, but we has give the Boreans alive plants.
I don't think we have a choice, guys. I think we have to get the ship closer. Otherwise, this is economically not viable.
Do you think you could park in the more dangerous zones, Captain?
I could park it wherever, but I'm...
Yeah, 50 fly good.
I mean, I...
The ship has radiation protection. It needs it in space, otherwise you'd be very radiated.
That's so true,
actually. The ship definitely has radiation protection, and I feel like that's partially translated to, like, the navigational shields. So if you guys want... You know, I'd say you could park in the dangerous radiation area, but it's going to be a constant drain on your power. I'm going to say that every like 10 hours or so, you're going to go through another ion power module.
I don't know what kind of drain it's going to be on our systems, Hawk. You think
Let me do a calculation.
I just did the beeps just for a show. They're not necessary.
every 10 hours or so, we'll go through an ion power module. So that would mean that we have about 90 hours spare if we want to make sure we've got enough to get back to a planet where we can refuel.
Well, I mean, we are going to be in the good spot, so hopefully it'll pay off. I mean, you got to gamble sometimes to make money. We definitely need a lot of that.
Indeed we do.
Love no gamble.
Are you sure you can move the ship covered in that goop?
Sure I could. You can move the ship covered in anything.
Just use the scrubber on the way in. We have enough to recoat you.
You do?
I mean, I feel like you could just take the suit off, too. Like, just take the suit off and put it back on.
Yeah, you know? That's your point.
You put it back on like, ew.
I'm just gonna drop it here. I'm gonna go into the, I don't think we've gone out of the ship yet. So I'm just gonna drop the suit in the cargo bay. And probably just got like a shirt and some shorts on. Like, Felix, like I always walk around in like a, it's like high school gym apparel. Is kind of what it's like, just gym shorts and like a tank top, and that's what Felix kind of walks around in.
Is it the one from the box when you forget your uniform?
We don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means, yeah.
Well, you know when you had PE or gym or whatever, and you forgot your gym, your school gym shorts and your vest and stuff, and then
they put the box of weird smelling clothes.
Oh yeah. Most of what Felix owns is weird and smelly, but yeah. that's what it's like. But yeah, I'm gonna head up to the cockpit, and as I'm there, I'm gonna just sit down and buckle myself in. You guys may want to sit down or grab onto something. I'm gonna see if we can find somewhere to land over in the red zone.
All right, I'm coming with you, Felix.
Do you want to do a scan? Maybe Glix, you're a little better with those systems than I am.
Okay.
Okay, so are you sort of like removing your suit and heading to the cockpit as well?
Yeah.
Licks? Okay. Yep. Okay, go ahead and give me a computer's roll plus your logic. And Felix, give me another piloting check plus your agility.
Agility.
Yeah.
Okay.
20 for Glix and a 16 for Felix. Wow, Felix is not,
I know the rolls today.
Not rolling super great today. Felix, you probably like clip like a few trees like as the ship rises up, like thunk, thunk, thunk. You probably like squish a Septrac like on the windshield, like as you, it's like
I'm probably still trying to. I'm still trying to like perfect like the.
You got kidney
the hand,
issues,
like kind of like the hand-eye coordination of this thing. So I'm trying to like eyeball it and just skim the top of the trees, but I can't gauge
where the bottom of the ship is just yet. So like I'm clipping trees, clipping bugs, like, oh, shit.
or liver issues, rather. Yeah.
I'm holding on to Hawk because he's the most stable thing on this ship right now. Do you mind?
Speaking
Monk
of...
Monk strapped herself in. Well, sort of. She's got half a strap on. She's like...
Speaking of Felix, it's time. And I hand him 2 pills.
Are these fun pills or shitty pills?
These are the pills you need to take for your liver. And no, I can't give you any more.
God damn it. I pop both back and just swallow them. Felix is like, I'm to the point where I don't need to drink water or anything to take the pills. It's just like, I can just, it's just like, they're like candy at this point.
No. Which is really interesting on your sandpaper tongue.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense. Like, physiologically, it don't make a lot of sense, but it's
are we
just...
talking Max Payne style? You just crunch them and chew on them?
No, I just plop them back and just, that's it, they're gone.
Ugh, dry swallowing.
Well, thanks, I guess.
Are you sure we don't have to, like, hide them inside a sandwich and just force them into your mouth?
We wrap them in a towel burrito.
He's been desperate to get his hand on these drugs for ages.
Oh,
I think
totally, yeah.
Right.
Not a problem. He crushed them and snorted them.
I like drugs.
Okay.
Give me a drug.
So, yeah, you have a bit of a time of it, but you get the ship heading. Where are you trying to put the ship down?
Probably just within the red zone, just like on the edge of it, like probably just like right around there, yeah, right there, like right inside on the border. Like when, as soon as, is it like a noticeable radiation change or is it like gradual as you move further out?
Glix is probably giving you the readings, periodically, just like every couple minutes or so, just like telling you like, what you're dealing with here. Yeah, I mean, they're just increasing like as you're heading away from the green area. Yeah, it's definitely like the ship is definitely like navigational shield power, like increased, like it probably just has like a safety feature, for you, Hawk. Like you probably just see like, you have to bump like another power into the navigational shields, you know, just to keep the radiation at bay.
The levels are rising, but we're still within specs. Can we put her down somewhere around here?
Should be able to. I'm gonna look at the scanner.
Yeah, it's pretty thick jungle around you. There's not really a great place to land. You can kind of try to force it, or like.
Oh, yeah, you can clear off a spot to land if you like.
Do you think that's a good idea? I mean, it might scare off all the bugs, or it might draw them all closer by. I don't really know a whole lot about them. Glix, do you know anything about those? Do you know what their behavioral patterns are like? You think they'll scatter, or do you think they'll come near if we shoot and clear out a path for us to land?
I think they'll be attracted to us as they are predatory.
Huh.
But we do have... Our suits are coated, but they'll still come to the area if I had to guess.
The bugs are not predatory.
Oh, I thought that's why we had to use the stuff.
100% not predatory. They're like cicadas. They just breed like fucking crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, they eat.
Why do we have the goop on us again?
You have the goop on you to stop you from getting recognized by the plants.
Right,
oh,
it's
that
been
was
a
it.
While. This is
plants were
layered.
The plants.
The
plants
stuff is made. The goop is made out of the
bugs. The plants might eat us.
The plants are trying to eat you.
Yeah. Scratch that. Let's clear an area.
Well, there you go. You got the green light, Hawk. Do what you need to do.
You're muted.
I get up from engineering and head to the ventral laser. Excited that I get to use it for the first time.
Yeah, you have to like crawl down the ladder. Like,
your little robo thing is actually doing it.
Yeah, in this. And I try to be precise about it. So I'm trying to like hit like a big tree so it can fall over onto the smaller trees and crush them down so it can get like a. Like that. So I'm trying to be, you know, precise and minimalistic in my approach.
Sure. Give me your gunnery skill plus your, this is intuition.
Gunnery plus my intuition would be a 46.
Yeah.
9. I got
yeah,
double ones.
So, like, you activate it, like... Like, you just, like, cut this fucking, like, laser. This, like, this huge, like, swath, like...
Wow. Is it, like, one of those planet-splitting lasers that just...
Not quite.
It's like,
but it...
dart kicking up and everything. It
yeah.
has a
it's
lot
like
more...
It's like that predator where it's just like, come get some!
It has a lot more kick to it than I expected.
Do I have to, like, right the ship? Like, is there that much kind of
no.
recoil? It's not that bad. It's probably might have dampeners in the gun, maybe, or something.
Well, it's a laser. Lasers don't have recoil.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, it's just, it's a horrible shot, Hawk. Like, it's just, your calibrations are way off.
I'm looking out the window. I said to clear a patch, not a swath through the trees.
Let me just take another shot.
Okay.
Then I line up another one and click the two firing buttons.
Sure. Give me another roll, please. Let's see if you do better than a 9.
Hey,
that's
a 19
better.
This
yeah.
time.
19. Okay. So, yeah. This time your calibrations have properly been adjusted and you hit, like, the base of the tree. Falls over onto a few other trees, clearing a space for the Black Fang.
There we go.
And as you do, as the trees just sort of like falls over, you just like you start to see like this cloud like rise up, and Felix, it takes like a second, but you realize like the cloud is like moving. And then, like, you sort of see, like, this reverberation in the ship, like...
Glicks, what's happening?
The cloud is, like, getting bigger, and, you can see a few, like, sort of separating out.
I think it's the Scepter X.
Well... That's gross.
That's a lot of...
It's okay, though. The ship's not coded, but we're going to be... No, nobody freak out. I'm not freaking out. No, you don't freak out either. No freaking out.
I'm auto-loading
gummies.
why are we no freak out?
Nobody's freaking out
definitely,
because of how many bugs there are.
Yeah, definitely don't look out
definitely
any of
not
the windows.
Doing that.
Lunk, just avoid.
I look out the window.
With Lunk.
What do you see?
Oh, many lots, but bugs. Beetle? Ting? No. But
yeah, they're more raising up from like the area that got like the swath cut through.
Like,
yeah.
As you're relaying this to me, I pull out a dictaphone. Day 472, we have landed on a planet of bugs. Our fearless captain has managed to land us nearer to make our job easier, but I fear death at every turn.
Who are you talking to?
Do you have the comms for your communications? I cannot seem to...
Oh, yeah. They put them on the data pad there. But
big writing. Ogre on that size.
There. I Lunk no good with the numbers, though.
Lunk? Can you hear me?
Boop. Hello?
I probably should have done this in a different room from you, sorry. Lunk, can you hear me now?
Yeah, can hear.
Good.
Oh, hi!
Okay.
I'm done, sorry.
So, we good to go? I say
yeah.
Over comms from the cockpit.
Yeah, right. I'm climbing back up from the ventral turret.
Yes, I'm on my way back up.
Clanky! Oh, that was a good shot.
It was a lot of fun.
Boom.
It's been a while since I got to arm a gunnery. Gunnery.
High five.
I start the landing process into the bugs, if they're still there. I'm just going to squish a couple bugs on the way down.
Yeah, they're really dumb, and I feel like it's not hard to just kind of, you start to get close, and they're fucking big, dude. Like, they're big. You know, they're like small dogs, you know? They're like chihuahua size, these fucking cicada like Septuracs. They're big, man. So are it's they, like,
I mean, how stupid are they? Are they more or less stupid than koala bears?
I don't know. I've never met a koala bear to judge its stupidity.
Koala bears are really stupid. They have like a tiny little brain and it's completely smooth, pretty much. Like, they eat food that has no nutritional value. I'll go into it more later.
They're basically pandas. Fuck pandas, idiots.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway. You start to pilot towards them, and you just hear this like thunk, 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 thunk. Like against the hull, like as these ships, like as these fucking creatures start to like hit the navigational shield, and like zrrah,
zrrah. Like totally up against the window, just like zrrah,
zrrah, zrrah.
And this is why we gotta make sure we have a lot of goop on us.
Yeah, I don't want to be anywhere near these things.
Oh wait, no, sorry, plants.
That one popped.
Yeah, it's basically like a bug zapper at this point, like with the navigational shields, like just these bugs are just getting like incinerated, like squirting all over the place, and you bring the Blank Fang down, down onto the landing gear.
Okay.
Whoa! Huh, good job! Oh my, look at this. We need to move. Nice landing, Felix.
We need to move quickly. Time is limited.
Okay, Leah, let's suit up and go.
Yeah. Put it into the ship or into the grav hauler.
Lonk, come and help me. We shall put the environmental units into the back of the hauler.
The plant hotel.
The plant box. Yes, the plant hotel.
Okay. They plant hotels.
I'm gonna try to help. But I'm more so just like making the general movement of lifting, not okay. Actually doing any lifting.
What I imagine you doing is just sitting on top of the box and directing.
Yeah.
Actually, that's way better. I do that after the first one. The second one, I just hop up on top.
Wow, that was a lot of effort.
The muscles are tired now.
Yeah, hard work.
I've been sleeping all day. I need a rest.
So, Lunk.
Yeah.
As we're carrying the thing onto the in the back of the pickup. Who's driving? And I take out a dice. A little six-sided die. We'll roll this. Whoever gets higher will drive. I flip it to you.
Okay. I roll the dice, so I actually roll
just
it.
Takes a bite out of it.
No. He's not that dumb.
Okay, yeah, both of you roll me a d6. Two from Lunk.
Watch you roll the two. I could totally beat that any day of the week.
Felix switches it out for his loaded die because he's an asshole.
I bend down, grab the die, flip it up, and grab it out of the air. Every time. And I pop it. I just pocket it.
So, did you get some more? Or did Lunk get more?
I got more. I drive. Good try, though. You almost had me. Maybe next time. You can drive back if you want.
Oh, yes, please!
Maybe perhaps you should try.
A lot of driving?
Perhaps you should try again with the non-feeling dice.
Sure, I'll roll again.
We can only fit two, but I think the plants are, like, right around here.
So when Lunk rolls her dice, I just want to like subtly just move it to a six with my telekinesis.
Sure, absolutely. I feel like give me your telekinesis roll plus your. Does it say what you have to roll?
This is an exploit, so it's for free. But I want to roll. That's more fun right now for this.
Telekinesis plus your psionics.
Like she could roll a natural six too, so you mightn't even need.
Are you rolling again?
Yeah, both of you roll.
19. See, told you.
Did magic it.
Such
powers.
Magical.
Well, yeah. So, yours lands on a four, then can I just go?
So Lunk gets drive dead?
Best 2 out of 3. I snatch up the dice, and while she's thinking, I throw it again.
4 from
move
Felix.
To a 1.
Do I?
Yeah, so Felix
can
rolls
up. Can I perceive that,
I feel like give me a perception, Felix.
With all my gambling.
28.
So like a 4, it lands, and then like you straight up just kind of see it just like fall over and land on the 1. Like
it just like stops on the 4 and then just tumbles a couple more times.
Yeah.
Like that's odd.
Yeah.
But let's see if I notice.
18. Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it had like a weird momentum
actually,
to
can
it.
Can I roll perception to see if I notice as well?
Sure.
Hang on. Where is my perception? Right.
13. No, you don't notice.
Okay. I'm too busy going.
Yeah. I just look at Sterling.
When you look at me, I know that you realize, and I just. Feelings. I just smile at you. It's not like a shit eating grin. It's just a genuine smile.
Yeah. Shake my head.
You just made a grandpa joke, didn't you?
I'll still let you drive back, though. But you do know how to drive it. It does have a clutch. You know how to work that, right?
Yeah. Long take driving test and get very good mark, apart from, get told off. Got marked down for shouting at people, but the driving was good.
Oh, that's all that matters. You can shout at whoever you want. I don't care about that. All right, let's go.
It's an ogre on driving test. I don't think she shouted enough.
No. Learn drive in the city, and there was Borient what teached me to drive, and yeah.
You took the galactic space driving test? And passed as an ogron. I am very impressed with you, madam.
Long read the manual and remember it.
Just nodding at you.
Long good memberer.
A good number indeed.
Memberer.
Right. My memory is not what it used to be. I forget that words mean something else in English.
I'm hanging out the door, sitting from the grandfather. Look, you guys can keep chatting, but just get in the truck, would you?
Okay. Load the last thing in and then jump in after it.
Okay.
Let's go back.
Sure. So you guys have loaded up the 2 cargo containers into the truck and start to head out. And into the environment. And you can see, now that you're sort of like down on the ground here, this is, it's very brown. It's like got like a sort of, reddish brown quality, I think, to the ground and a lot of the plants and stuff. The trees are very strange. They have a sort of, a smooth kind of looking bark to them, like the area around the trees, like where you'd normally see like these heavy roots and stuff, it actually looks more like a crater because the trees sink into the ground. Basically, the main part of the plant is actually underneath the ground, and they retract into the ground when the solar terminus is not in the appropriate place for them.
So it's almost like corals. That's...
Anemones. Anemotrees. They're anemotrees!
Sure.
Perfect.
Absolutely. So this would definitely be super interesting to you, Glix. I feel like this is a very odd thing that you're saying. You've probably never seen anything like this before.
Oh, do they pop in if you poke them as well?
I mean, you just zap them with a laser? Ice. So...
They would consider eating us, so I think They're not probably shy.
So, it's got like a strange kind of color theme to the planet, right? Like it's an interesting set of colors. You head out with the grav hauler out into the wilderness. How are you guys set up on the grav hauler? How is this working?
Holding on to one of the handles on the back of it, off the side.
Yeah, we've got two cargo things in the back, and I'm probably just in one of the passenger seats.
Yeah, Lunk's in
I'd
the back.
I'd say there's room for three passengers in the front.
Lunk's going in the back, though. It's more roomy.
So it's going to be Felix, Glix, and Sterling in the front?
Yes.
Lunk is probably with the cargo containers, and Hawk is hanging on to the back. Okay, fair enough. So, I'm feeling like it's probably going to take you. How are you searching? Like, what is the plan here? How are you
we
doing this?
We know what they look like, right? Because Catspiana showed us.
Oh, yeah. I think let's sort of point out that, the plants were pretty terrifying looking the last time you saw them. And you guys are going for the more potent ones. Mm-hmm. Sure. You are coated in the goop. And you are heading out into the wilderness. Do you have driving, Felix?
I don't, honestly. I don't know if I've ever really spent much time behind a wheel. I'd say all of my time piloting a vehicle at all would be an actual ship.
Okay, give me an agility check.
Now, I don't know if you'll allow me to lawyer for this, but would you give me reactions based off of my experience piloting a ship? Because it's sort of the same thing, just like dumbed down in some
regards. It's for a different thing. I mean, reactions are going to impact your initiative.
That's true. And I'd say just the base agility itself would include that sort of reactionary bits. Okay. 13.
Okay. So just to be clear, I mean, there's a lot of jungle here. How are you trying to maneuver the grav hauler? What are you doing? I want to know how you're sort of determining like where you're going with it.
So I was going to try and go up and like you said, we could take over. It over. Yeah. I was going to try and do that as best as possible and try and pilot it in a way where if I do have to like go over a tree or something, I would aim for the lower one or the one that seems more damaged. Say, I'm just trying to take the path of least resistance, but still go west until we start seeing the plants.
So you probably, I'd say this is probably not that tall of a jungle. I would say maybe 20 feet off of the ground, maybe something like that.
Okay.
You basically are getting like notifications of like power supply for this. I would say. With the current like power charge that you've got on the grav hauler, you can probably at this altitude it's requiring a pretty high amount of power. I'm gonna say that you probably can get. Maybe 100 miles worth of power out of this at this height.
Okay.
Before we have to stop and charge it. How long does it take to charge?
Well, I'd say you have to hook it back up to the ship. It's going to take the ship's power to recharge.
We shouldn't have to go that like super far.
Yeah, we're already in the red, aren't we?
Yeah, we're in the zone where we want to be.
Do we just be scouting around on foot, guys? And
Glix, do you have any sort of way to see or scan from here? Do you see where we should go? I don't really know what I'm looking for here.
Yeah, I think we visually need to see the plants, so I wonder. Perhaps
if we send out a search party and then call the grav hauler over.
Well, I'm half wondering if we should each take a swoop bike and just kind of.
You mean
around.
Your damaged swoop bikes?
I thought we got those repaired when we were on.
Your engineer's dead.
Yeah, we sent them. I was getting them repaired when Felix was in the hospital. They weren't ready in time. to pick him up, but they were repaired.
I don't think you picked
them
up.
Oh, so we don't have them.
You don't have them.
They're still on the Borean homeworld?
They're still on the Borean colony. Yeah, they were still getting repaired.
I thought they weren't ready when he got out of the hospital, but I thought they were ready later. Okay. So, if we should just walk around, guys. We're in the zone.
I'm going to toggle my military scanner and look for large life forms in the vicinity.
It's just everywhere. It's just, like, covered. Like,
oh. There are life forms all around.
Well, I guess you're going to be piloting this thing a little bit sooner there, Lunk. I'm going to have to go down with the pistol or with the slugger so we can inoculate those bale plants. I guess we'll just...
The nearest one is...
And I, like, look around and just point in the direction of it. Over there. Okay. Behind that big tree.
Well, how are we going to get down from here? We're still, like, 20 feet up.
Lunk climb in to the front.
But there's no, is there anywhere around here we could, you know, land?
Is there not like some sort of space between the trees? They're not that tightly packed, are they?
Maybe we should just go back to the ship.
They're not that tightly packed. I mean, you could probably try to do it. It's not gonna be easy, but you could probably try. It's probably like parallel parking when the cars are like probably a little too close, you know, like when it's like, oh shit, this is gonna take a while kind of parallel parking.
Well, I guess we could just toss her down. It'll take a minute, but do you want to do it, Lunk, or do you want me to do it? How do you do in your parallel parking test?
Lunk is also like in the back, you know, like with the cargo containers.
Yeah,
it's over comms.
There's no like divide between them. You need to go out, round, and in without falling off and falling 25 feet. So.
Lunk's like,
maybe
Lunk
it's best if I don't.
Lunk do if want, but Lunk think that the outside of Graf Hauler is slidey and Lunk a little bit scared of heights.
Sounds good. And I'm going to start slowly parking this thing or dropping this thing down.
Beep. Beep.
Oh, beep.
Beep.
Probably like yellow flashing lights on the outside too.
Beep. Sure. Okay. So go ahead and give me another agility check.
Yeah. I'm giving you like the go down signals and stuff from the wing mirror hanging off the back.
I'm going to use one luck die as well.
Okie doke. Oh, very nice.
I have to anyway.
Hawk's excellent guidance is going to help you here. So you got a 20, which was three sixes, and then followed by a one. just to even things out a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. You park yourself right between a bunch of trees, and you see like the power consumption rate start to like drop.
Well, here we go. She's down.
All right. Everybody remember what they look like? I feel like I pull up my data pad and like...
Sure.
There you go.
No problem. Let's just remind everybody what they look like.
That looks utterly terrifying.
It's like a Pokemon. It's so adorable.
We sure we shouldn't just return like the Day of cargo. The Triffids.
What the... I thought... We were dealing with some fucking flowers here, Glix. What the fuck is that?
Well, Felix, she starts to like zoom in and you can see like on part of the plant, like there's these little flowers, like.
Lots of money, Felix, for these drugs. Money.
Well, at least I'm the one taking the shot. And I take the blaster pistol out and like do like the fancy spin move. Just bolster it.
They got lots of teeth.
Don't look at those.
I think that's the title of the episode.
They got lots
of teeth. Teeth.
Teeth.
They got lots of teeth.
It looks like somebody turned my nightmares into real plants.
Lunk have nightmare sometime, but it of like Lunk being in important place and Lunk forget to put clothes on and everyone laugh at Lunk and then Lunk teeth fall out.
I see.
All right, I think that's a good point for us to take a break. We'll be right back, everybody, back in 5 minutes. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for some more Turner Warped back in just a little bit.
Oh, man. That's awesome.